This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. During the pandemic, the federal government started to offer a number of benefits specifically around children. Among them, federal subsidies for child care facilities. That aid will begin to disappear at the end of this month. Other benefits, like the child tax credit, have already expired. Federal spending on kids generally fell 16% between the 2022 and 2023 government fiscal years. That is according to a report out this morning from advocacy group First Focus on Children. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
38-year-old Lauren Hipp of Seattle is afraid her kids' daycare center won't survive without the federal pandemic aid. She says it's
that continued sense of panic and fear.
Hipp, a mother of three, follows child care issues closely for her job with the advocacy group Moms Rising. She can work from home, but
there is no way that I could keep up a full-time job and have even just my toddler at home. It would be extremely difficult.
According to a report from the Century Foundation, more than 70,000 child care programs will likely close after they lose their federal pandemic aid. Century Foundation senior fellow Julie Cashin says that could cost families around $9 billion a year in lost earnings.
And that's a combination of parents having to reduce their work hours or leave their jobs altogether.
At the same time, there's less federal aid for those parents. Michelle Dallafour, a senior vice president at First Focus on Children, says without that pandemic aid, like expanded child tax credits, more kids fell into poverty.
Child poverty more than doubled to over 12%.
And that was just in 1 year, from 2021 to 2022. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.